Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Wanted to share with you a quick thought. And I've been hearing this a lot from people lately. Over the last number of months, people would talk to me about things having to do with their life and God not giving them what they want, right? They'll say things like, I've been doing this and this and this. I've been changing my life in this and this and this. I've dedicated myself in this and this way. And then God doesn't give me X, Y, and Z that I want, right? And I hear it from an emotional place, but we should recognize while the emotions are real, and we need to be empathetic to our emotions and ourselves and certainly other people's emotions and themselves as well. We should recognize that rationally and mentally this actually doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to share with you why. Because a person can get into doing the thing that God wants. Right? Doing the thing that God requests from us in the Torah. And it doesn't have to do anything with what we're asking from Hashem, right? Like if that's the case, then we're really kind of making ourselves God and looking at God that God needs to serve us. You know what I mean? And we're putting God in our box and saying, hold on a second. I pull this lever, I turn this switch, and then God is supposed to hook me up with X, Y, and Z, right? And that really puts, we're setting up a situation where, to a certain extent, God's subservient to us, right? And it has to fit into our box. It has to, quote unquote, make sense to us. And really, this isn't the story. I know that for some people, maybe this message is a turnoff or something. But but really, if you look at the story of our if you look at many of the stories of our forefathers, of our foremothers, and you don't have to go all the way back to biblically, right? You don't need to go that far back at all, right? But to use those stories as examples that people are familiar with, right? Like, certainly, They were looking to connect to God. They were looking to serve God in the way that God the way that God expressed to them, right? And then, did everything turn out the way that they intended it to? Did they have it smooth sailing? Certainly not. Did they go through many trials and tribulations with their children or with their siblings or with their kids? I said children. You get my drift, right? Like, of course there were many ups and downs. There were many things that happened that were not smooth. But it was never like, oh, so let's chuck everything because God made this and that happen, right? That was just like not a thing. It's just like there are two separate things. There's my, what does Hashem want from me? What does God want from me in this situation? And then there's a totally separate track of me asking from God for this, for things that I desire. And those are just simply not in the same track. They are two different tracks, right? And so when we approach our relationship with Hashem, as much as we want to sometimes compare it to a spouse relationship or to a parent relationship, we do have to remember that God's God and we're not God. And we do have to remember that the question is, what is Hashem, what does God want from me in this particular moment? Right? That's always the thing always the centering point to come back to. And then, of course, we have our desires and we express them. And we can express them in a way that's impassioned. But then we come back to that centering point of, okay, what is upon me right now? What is upon me to do right now? What does Hashem want for me in this moment? How can I step into this moment with the essence of the situation and the context of the conditions that I find myself in and the conditions around me? And what is Hashem, what does God want for me this moment? All right, my friends, I hope this is meaningful. I hope this is helpful for people. And if anyone wants to speak, don't hesitate to reach out. Have a good one. Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.